Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Friday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And thank you once again for inviting me into your homes to share this time together. Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 23. Even though the Corinthians had become followers of Christ, they continued to argue with each other and returned to doing some of the worldly things they were doing before they heard Paul's message. In admonishing them, Paul reminds the Corinthians that God has given them the Holy Spirit. And, of course, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. As a matter of fact, my friends, I could not talk to you as I talk to people who have the Spirit. I had to talk to you as though you belonged to this world, as children in the Christian faith. I had to feed you milk and not solid food because you were not ready for it. And even now you are not ready for it because you still live as the people of this world live. When there is jealousy among you and you quarrel with one another, doesn't this prove that you belong to this world, living by its standards? When one of you says, I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos, aren't you acting like worldly people? After all, who is Apollos and who is Paul? We are simply God's servants by whom you were led to believe. Each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him to do. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plant, but it was God who made the plant grow. The one who plants and the one who waters really do not matter. It is God who matters because he makes the plant grow. There is no difference between the one who plants and the one who waters. God will reward each one according to the work each has done. For we are partners working together for God, and you are God's field. You are also God's building. Using the gift that God gave me, I did the work of an expert builder, and I laid the foundation, and someone else is building on it. But each of you must be careful how you build, for God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation, and no other foundation can be laid. Some will use silver or gold or precious stones in building on the foundation. Others will use wood or grass or straw. And the quality of each person will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. For on that day, fire will reveal everyone's work. The fire will test it and show if it is real quality. If it was built on the foundation, it survives the fire, the builder will receive a reward. But if your work is burnt up, then you will lose it. But you yourself will be saved as if you had escaped through the fire. Surely you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you. God will destroy anyone who destroys God's temple, for God's temple is holy and you yourselves are his temple. You should not fool yourself. If any of you think that you are wise by this world's standards, you should become a fool in order to be really wise. For what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in God's sight. As the scripture says, God traps the wise in their cleverness. And another scripture says, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise are worthless. No one, then, should boast about what human beings can do. Actually, everything belongs to you. Paul, Apollos, and Peter, this world, life and death, the present and the future, all these are yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Surely you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you. Beloved, when you think of the wonderful, glorious thing that God the Father is doing in our lives, here in this church, in this body of believers, and then in the universal body of Christ, but especially our own individual lives. We have a foundation that has been laid for us, and that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. There can be no other foundation. And then as we build on that foundation, as we choose to go to church, as we choose to read the Bible, as we choose to listen to sermons, all of these things are building on the foundation that has already been laid, the foundation of Jesus Christ. But one day there will become a time of testing, and what is built on that foundation will be tested by fire. And only that which remains is going to bring a blessing. Now, we're not going to lose our salvation, but if we have used the wonderful things of God's Word, serving God and building in the kingdom, and all the things that He has told us and equipped us to do, then that building that is built on the foundation will endure the times of testing, and we will have a blessing. If not, well, Paul says we'll still be saved, but as though by fire. And so let's build good things on this foundation that has been given to us when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Almighty God, because your Spirit lives in me, I am your temple, and your temple is holy. I seek to follow your teachings and to grow in wisdom that is in accord with your will and in service to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. And, of course, we'll be back here Monday morning, Lord willing, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 21, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians of the work that he and the other apostles have done among them. Of course, I hope to see you on Sunday, either in the church services or on Facebook or on Zoom. But either way, here, there, or as Terry's father used to say, here, there, in the air, we will meet again. God bless you is my prayer.